Hold that thought.
I'll forget.
I could wait too, I suppose. No, I just got done telling Andrea that, you know, we're trying to set a new record today for shortest hearing in the last 8.5 years, and we very well might. So let's see if we can do that. Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Capelin, the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner, and I'm calling to order formally this public hearing on based on everything that I have to this point in terms of pre-hearing submissions. Looks like it is a request to vacate a portion of North 44th Street as platted, but it looks like not open and being used for right-of-way purposes at the present moment, between Waterview Street and an alleyway, as that area is legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report, which was submitted to my office on October 31st, as a proposed exhibit, and which I have reviewed prior to today's hearing. I will note that this hearing was set for today's date, November 13, 2025, by council resolution. So that's why we're here and convened on the record just after 1:30 p.m., the time that was noticed and placed notice being here in the council chambers by that same resolution. The petitioners are listed as Michael and Shelley Reed in the pre-hearing submissions, and I presume that those are the two of you nodding heads when I said that.
Yes.
And this is hearing examiner case number HEX 2025-103, originating from Real Property Services street vacation number 124.1465. Let me take appearances really quickly, then I'll describe how we're going to proceed today. So I'm going to go in order of presentation, or if we have presentations anyway. With the city first, the city goes first. Well, I'll explain that in a minute. Go ahead, who do we have for the city today?
Troy Stevens with Real Property Services, Mr. Examiner.
And I will note that anytime I ask you to respond, or if you're presenting, you should do so with your mic on, because we are making a recording of the proceedings today. Hearing examiner proceedings in the state of Washington do have to be recorded, primarily for the purpose of if there are higher proceedings engaged, for example, if ultimately the city council's decision is appealed somehow, there would need to be a transcript made of this hearing for the court. But I also use the recordings on the way to putting my recommendation for the city council together. So we have for the city today Troy Stevens from Real Property Services, Division of Public Works. I don't see any witnesses for you here today, so I presume you're flying solo.
I am.
All right, and for the petitioners, if you please identify yourselves for the record.
Michael Reed.
Shelley Reed.
All right, and you don't have any witnesses presenting today besides yourselves then, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I will note, and as I mentioned, this is a public hearing in all senses of that word. All hearing examiner hearings are public hearings in the sense that unless I've had a party move to, or I've done it on my own to close the proceedings, they are open to the public to not to participate, but to observe. This hearing is a public hearing in both senses of how that term gets used in the city of Tacoma, meaning that if people wanted to observe today, they could, but there's also, because it's a street vacation, there's the opportunity for public comment. And as you can see, the public has turned out in droves today to comment on this particular street vacation hearing. No, for the audio record, no, there's nobody here. Okay. There's me and my hearing clerk and the two petitioners who've just identified themselves and Mr. Stevens for the city, and there's no one else here. And that will influence how I'm going to outline the proceedings for today. Typically, by hearing examiner rule, the city presents first, even though the city does not bear the burden of proof in this particular proceeding. And that's by hearing examiner rule that predates me, I think, because it's kind of helpful for the city to sort of outline what it did in receiving the petition and reviewing it and where the city has come to after that review in terms of whether city staff feels like the requirements for vacating a public right-of-way have been met or not. And that's helpful to me. I like getting that recommendation. Every once in a while, the city will make a recommendation. They'll just kind of play Switzerland on it. And that's okay, too. Because ultimately it's on me to make the final recommendation of the city council. That being said, and as belied by what I just said, I am not the decision maker in three vacations at the city council. Three vacations are considered legislative matters in the state of Washington, and nobody elected me. I'm not the legislature, but I am the city council's duly appointed hearing officer who has authority to conduct the required by law public hearing. And then I make findings of fact, conclusions of law, and a written recommendation to the city council. When I make that recommendation, it will go out to you all. At the same time, it's getting ready to be sent on to the city council to be acted upon on a Tuesday night, presumably. We just had a Wednesday night meeting, that's why I say that. In one of their duly convened Tuesday night city council business meetings. So, normally the city would present first. City only has one person here to present. If Mr. Stevens makes a presentation today, once he's finished with that, you as the petitioners would have the right to cross-examine him. That would be your opportunity to ask questions about what he's just said. It's not the time to make statements. So if we're making statements, I'll remind you that, you know, like Jeopardy, it has to be a question. And then we would move on to your presentation as petitioners. Now, as I mentioned, petitioners bear the burden of proof to show by what's called a preponderance of the evidence the requirements for vacating right-of-way in the state of Washington and the city of Tacoma have been met. You're entitled to rely on all the information in the record at that point. Oftentimes that means that petitioner presentations are very brief because they're relying on a lot of what the city has presented in the preliminary report and in other city exhibits, many of which may have come from the petitioners, and I think that's the case here as well. When we don't have anybody from the public here, well, let's do this first. I will note that the city submitted, I think on time by the deadline last week, what have now been marked as C for City 1 through 15 as proposed exhibits for this hearing, and the preliminary report that I made mention to Exhibit C1 is in there, all part of that. I presume reads that you have a copy of the city's exhibits that it submitted for today and have been marked C1 through C15.
We do.
And you've had an opportunity to review those?
Yes.
Do you have any objection to the city's proposed C1 through C15 being admitted and made part of the record prior to getting underway with presentations, if we have them today?
We do.
I presume then, Mr. Stevens, you have a motion for me since there's no objection.
I do, Mr. Examiner. The city would like to submit Exhibit C1 through C15 into the record.
Okay. You're moving to have those admitted.
I'm sorry.
You're moving to have those admitted.
I am.
They've already been submitted as
okay.
of last week.
All right. Yes,
I know I'm splitting semantics here,
but
there's a difference between submitting
well,
and having
these days them admitted. I'll get the link more down.
So with that motion, with no objection, the city's proposed C1 through C15 will no longer be proposed. They will be actually admitted and made part of the record. Either side can freely refer to those from this point forward in today's proceeding. City goes first, then the petitioners. Then normally we would move to the public comment period, if there were members of the public here to comment. And then we would have time for rebuttal, both from the city and the petitioners, which is usually used to address things that come up in public comment and to answer their questions. It's always fun. There are usually a lot of questions when public comment happens like that, and they sort of throw them out, and then I have to explain that I'm the hearing examiner, not the question answering examiner, and that I may or may not know the answer anyway, and that it may or may not be appropriate for me to answer it even if I knew the answer. Sometimes it is, most of the time it is, if it's a substantive question about the petition itself. So then that gets pitched back to you. Doesn't look like there's going to be any public comment today, so there probably won't be any need for rebuttal. Now, that said, Exhibits C1 through C15 are all admitted and made part of the record. They do not need to be read into the record today for them to be considered by myself on the way to making my recommendation to City Council. Sorry, I have a cough drop there. I have kind of a dry throat today. Fortunately, I won't be talking for much longer. When we have members of the public here, despite the fact that that preliminary report and all of those attendant exhibits are in the record, it's helpful a lot of times for members of the public to hear that. And usually the city's presentation is essentially sort of a recitation of that preliminary report with reference to some of those accompanying exhibits. No members of the public here, all that does is make the hearing long, because it's already in the record. And I don't know, Mr. Stevens is a fine worder, but whether he could do it better verbally than what's already on the paper, I don't know. But we don't really have to find out unless you just want to make the hearing longer. So, all that said, I've taken care of all the preliminaries. We have the exhibits that were submitted, now admitted. Are there any questions from the parties or procedural matters from the parties before we would otherwise get into presentations? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city.
Anything from the petitioners?
Nothing.
Okay. So that would take us to presentations then. Mr. Stevens, do you have things you want to present?
I was Mr. Examiner, I'm planning on just reading my short statement, reiterating kind of what you've already explained, but just saying that I'm prepared to.
I do have a question or two for you, but go ahead.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Would you like to swear me in first, or do I need to be sworn in first?
Are you going to testify, or are you just sort of making a...
I'm just going to make a statement.
Context statement, a contextual statement. I don't think you need to be sworn for that. So
okay. All right, thank you. Mr. Examiner, the city has prepared to make an oral presentation for the audio record, which will restate information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. We have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only people in attendance are the parties to this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on October 31st, 2025. The city will forego making a presentation today, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. For those questions, though, to answer those, I probably do need to swear you in because I'm eliciting testimony from you whether you like it or not. So if you'd raise your right hand, please. You swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury. Let me put it up on the screen. Hang on. Better than looking at fuzzy. Image generated by my crummy self-bought camera. So I'm all the way to the advisory comments. And, well, let's back up just a little bit first. Take things sort of in chronological order. So the only recommended conditions of approval at this point are... is payment of the fees.
That's
right.
That's correct.
There's no easements, nothing else.
Nothing else.
And Public Works, Traffic Engineering reviewed this. I've looked at Exhibit C2 that shows the vacation area on the maps and everything, and it looks like it's just kind of an abutting portion, 7 feet wide.
That's correct.
That runs along the Reed's property, correct?
That's correct.
So there's a fair bit still of platted 44th Street left over beyond that, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and the reason I ask that is because the comment here in the advisory comment says, future street improvements may require slope stabilization and infrastructure. All right, false alarm. The street is not prioritized for street improvements. However, there is developable land that would be accessed or maybe need to be accessed by this unimproved street right away.
And Mr. Examiner, thank you for asking a question. As I prepared for today, I realized that this might come up. So the way to understand it is this is a note for the Reeds so that they know that in the future, that if the area outside of their vacate area is, you know, it may...
Could still be open and approved.
Yes, that's in that, that whoever work, you know, improves that, or it's possible that someone could develop that and create a road that would access property up the slope.
And that's kind of really west, northwest.
Yes, it's just for informational purposes.
Okay, that's what I figured, but I wanted to make sure. And there's enough width left over that a viable street could still be put through there.
Yes, our minimum street width is 52 feet, and this is 8 feet, so there's 28 feet left.
All right. I think that's it.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Do the petitioners have any questions for Mr. Stevens based on the testimony that I have elicited from him?
No.
Are you wishing to make a presentation on your own behalf?
No, we don't have a presentation.
Okay.
We would thank Mr. Stevens for running point on this for a number of months now. And we do appreciate that effort.
All right. So noted. And with no public comment, there's no rebuttal. So I'll ask again, I guess, now that we're ready to conclude, are there any procedural matters or questions that either the parties need to have addressed or made part of the record before we conclude? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city.
Anything from the petitioners, the Reeds?
No, nothing.
All right. So the only thing I have left then is I will put together a written recommendation, findings of fact, conclusions of law, based on the record that as I have it at this point now. And that will be forwarded to the parties, as well as forwarded on to the city council, and then it will be scheduled for the council to act on. I don't know when that will be for certain, because that's not within my control. It is within my control for when the recommendation will get out, and I can tell you that recommendation should be issued within 2 weeks' time. We will email it to you unless there's a compelling reason to print it out. We almost never print anything in our office anymore, which is kind of good. Once we email it to you, then it'll get set for council. Council meetings are a little bit spotty until the end of the year. If they're meeting week of Thanksgiving or not, but I think they might be. But towards the end of December, there's like either one or two that get canceled when they would otherwise hold them on Tuesday night. So no guarantees there, but I will try to get the recommendation as quickly as I can, and then whatever council's schedule can accommodate. These are usually not a big time hog for them Tuesday nights, because they're usually on the consent agenda. And it's a pretty fast rush to make a motion to approve the consent agenda most nights. That's just over that night, so. But no guarantees on that. The council does not have to follow my recommendation, and if they are not, it will usually be pulled off the consent agenda for discussion, but I think it would be really odd if that happened with this one. So that is all I have. Thank you for being here today. And unless something has come up since I just asked, we will be ready to conclude and be off the record.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Yes.